Righto, let's start talking about Rose Hill tomorrow. And Gaynor Williams is joining us. Morning, Gaynor.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. How you been?
Very well, thanks. Busy, doing the normal work stuff and going to the races.
Yeah, that's it. I'm glad we love it.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah, exactly. Sugar Dance, you scratch from today to run tomorrow in this Tab Highway over the 1,400 metres at Rose Hill.
Yes, we have. The owners are keen to send him down to a highway. He's been a little bit unlucky. Nothing has sort of coincided with dates and classes and distances for him in the highways up until tomorrow. So everything is it's the right class and the right distance tomorrow. So we thought we'd give it a go.
Well, his last run at Bathurst, he led them up, and Tony's Reward just came over the top of him late, but he had the lob 61 there, didn't he?
He did. He's got he drops 3.5 kilos on tomorrow's run, which is handy, and I think Tony's Reward goes very, very well. He's a nice horse, and I think he just had the drop on us and a bit of match fitness that day, and the horse Sugar Dance has worked well since. So.
Barrier draw gets you to where you probably want to be if you want to race close or race back a little bit?
It does. Having said that, he's a big horse and he does need a bit of galloping room, so sometimes it can be a bit of a double-edged sword there for this particular horse, so that'll probably just be up to Josh to see what he can do, where he can position him.
I think he's had a barrier trial going into Bathurst, so he's had a couple of decent hit outs for a 1400 metre race.
He has, and he's had plenty of work since. And the race at Bathurst was 1300, so he's done good work since, so that shouldn't be a problem for him.
Sounds like with these Tab Highways, Gaynor, that you've got to try and select the right week to go to, to bring a horse into town.
That's exactly right, and as I mentioned before, nothing's coincided for him, been appropriate. We did have him nominated a couple of weeks ago on Everest Day for that race down there, and he drew barrier 20, so that put paid to that. So tomorrow everything should be a bit better for him.
All right, that's good news with Sugar Dance. Listening to you, he's fitting well, and you've got a couple in that Cotton Cup out of Warren on Sunday.
Yes, we have. The race suits both horses, and the race and the trip, both have got good jockeys on, so they'll get the chance on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm a baker, Anthony Cavallo, and dapperized is Greg Ryan in that feature race. I wish Warren all the best. They've done a lot of extra publicity of that meeting on Sunday, and I hope that that comes through with turnover and crowd. Good on you, Gaynor. Good luck. Have you had rain in recent weeks?
We have. It's beautiful, and we've had a little bit in the last couple of days, and it's very, very green up here at Mudgee. I'm not sure. Some of the outlying areas are still pretty dry, but we're going pretty well at the moment. We're a bit lucky here.
Yeah, at least some areas are getting some, but you're so right. I mean, having had that trip around a couple of months ago now, there'll be still people screaming that they haven't had any, but at least we're getting some, I guess.
Yes, I think it's been quite patchy, but at least someone's getting something.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you, Gaynor. Good luck with Sugar Dance tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Andrew.